Nolte, Nancy Guthrie ransom demand reportedly has consequential Monday deadline. By John Nolte on February 6, 2026. According to TMZ founder Harvey Levin, the purported ransom note connected to the Sunday disappearance of Nancy Guthrie has a second deadline of Monday that is far more consequential. Although we don't know the details, there were reports of a Thursday deadline that has already passed. While speaking to Sean Hannity on Fox News Thursday night, Levin did not elaborate as to why the second deadline is more consequential. He did say of the letter sent to his company that it begins by saying she is safe, but scared, and they go on to say she knows exactly what the demand is. He added that there's a phrase in the letter that makes him believe the writers of the ransom note are in the Arizona area. Levin added that he does not believe the FBI will be able to trace the note to whoever sent it. He also said that the address where the Bitcoin ransom is supposed to be sent is a real address. I know the Bitcoin address is real, he explained. What I will say is this: this is not a letter that was thrown together in a couple of minutes. It is a very specific, well-organized, layered letter that really lays things out. This is not AI. The letter also contains specifics about what the inside of 84-year-old Guthrie's house looks like. Authorities have not confirmed if the ransom note got these details correct or if the ransom note is legitimate. Guthrie, mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie, was last seen Sunday night at 9:48 p.m. after being dropped off by her son-in-law. About 4 hours later, the doorbell camera was disconnected. About a half hour after that, an outdoor security camera registered movement. No one has seen Guthrie since. Her blood was reportedly found at the scene, so authorities do believe she was forcefully abducted. The FBI is actively working the case. In a phone call earlier this week, President Trump told Savannah Guthrie that whatever the authorities ask for, he'll make sure they get. The Guthrie siblings released a video on Wednesday. With her brother and sister at her side, Savannah Guthrie spoke directly to whoever has her mother. As a family, we are doing everything we can, she said. We are ready to talk. However, we live in a world where voices and images are easily manipulated. We need to know without a doubt that she is alive. We want to hear from you and know she is alive. On Thursday, Savannah Guthrie's brother released a second video requesting proof of life. We have now entered day six of an unimaginable tragedy for the Guthrie family. There is a lot of online speculation about what might have happened, but no one speculating has any real idea of what happened or why. Furthermore, in the delicate case of an abduction, the authorities are very careful about what information they reveal for fear of provoking the abductors. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for any information that helps to locate Guthrie. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.